The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, it's always great to chat to you, especially at the end of the week on a Thursday. You have some breaking news, I believe.
I do have some breaking news. It has been announced in the last hour or so that the Democratic Republic of Congo will be opening an embassy in Israel's capital, Jerusalem. This is as per Congolese president, who's also the head of the African Union, Felix Tshisekedi. I tried to practice that and then I got distracted by Bed Bath and Beyond. Announced it just a short while ago in a meeting with our Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett.
Okay, so let's just stop there for a minute, because this really is significant. It's super significant given that South Africa seems to be leading a charge against having South Africa have observer status at the AU. And you have pretty much one of the largest countries in Africa saying, no, that's not the way we want to go.
Absolutely, and not just one of the largest countries in Africa, but also the president who's head of the African Union. So it's really, really an extraordinary moment for Israel and African relations. And it follows also exposure earlier today. I don't know if you recall last week, there was a call by Nandla Mandela for a boycott of the Miss Universe pageant. Yes, I'm going there. I'm talking beauty pageants, people. To boycott the Miss Universe pageant, he allegedly said, well, not allegedly, because I was on the show with him, he said that Malaysia were even boycotting, as were Greece. Well, it has come to light from the Malaysia branch of the Miss Universe pageant that they won't be sending their contestant, not because they are boycotting Israel, but because of COVID restrictions.
That is absolutely fascinating. And I'm following a bit of a tangent here. You mentioned Greece. I take it you've seen that Greece has banned kosher slaughter. Do you think Israel will have what to say about that issue?
I think it will probably go more to the World Jewish Congress, a body like that, to deal with this kind of issue. You know, we have to be very sensitive to interfering in internal politics. That is how it could be seen. So I think that is a issue that a global Jewish body would likely deal with as far as these kind of decisions are concerned. It will be interesting to see if they've banned halal slaughter as well, because there we have a whole different issue on that. And while we're on the subject of Jewish issues, the reason why I'm having a little bit of a giggle to myself is that if you are buying something for Hanukkah from Bed Bath and Beyond, you may get a cushion with a beautiful Hanukkiah on with the words, "Why is this night different from all other nights?" Which one of you wants to tell them?
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant. And I think we have to explain hashtag you don't need to be Jewish, that the marketing person mixed up their Jewish chagim with that particular message there. But let's push on. You and me, Rolene, Israeli ambassador to the UN, met with the Secretary General. What for and why?
Well, our ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, met last night with the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, of the United Nations, as well as the envoy on anti-Semitism for the UN Alliance of Civilizations. And he's urging the United Nations as a body to adopt IHRA. It's the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition or working document on anti-Semitism. Now, as we know, many countries, many cities, many universities, the UK Premier League football companies are adopting IHRA because it lays out the very clear parameters about what constitutes anti-Semitism. It also makes it very clear in the document that you can criticize Israeli policy, but when you single out the Jewish state, when you demonize the Jewish state, when you attach double standards to the Jewish state, and when you say that the Jewish state should not exist as the nation state of the Jewish people, i.e. the state of Israel, then you are heading into anti-Semitic territory. So he urged the UN as a body to adopt the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, and this would entail all of the agencies, including the very, very hostile United Nations Human Rights Council, to abide by those criteria. So let's wait and see. Are the United Nations going to put their money where their mouth is and adopt IRA?
Well, as you said, we will wait and see. I'm not holding my breath, but let's move on to the next story. Saudi Arabia apparently designating Hezbollah armed wing a terror organization.
Well, isn't this extraordinary? So Saudi Arabia has basically shunned Lebanon for years because of Hezbollah's strong influence in what they see as Lebanese state affairs. But they've declared the Lebanon-based Al-Qaeda Al-Hassan Association a terror entity because of its support for Hezbollah. So this is the financial arm that manages the funds for Hezbollah. So they say they have no choice but to ban them. And a statement went out, and this is according to Al Jazeera: the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia will continue to work to combat the terrorist activities of the terrorist organization Hezbollah and will coordinate with international partners to target the sources of financial support for the organization, whether they are individuals or entities. Very interesting that they said terrorist twice in one sentence. You know, as a stickler for the English language, I'm one not to repeat the same word twice in a sentence, but I can live with terrorist being repeated twice in one sentence apropos Hezbollah.
And just because you and I both enjoy plane stories, you reported earlier this week that a plane from Riyadh flew direct to Tel Aviv. And I believe the very next day, I believe it on Wednesday, the reverse happened. A public flight, a privately owned Israeli jet, flew to Saudi Arabia.
Well, isn't that interesting? You know, there's a fascinating tweet going around. Benny Gantz disappeared for a meeting to an undisclosed country for national security talks. And everybody's like, okay, so where did he go? Did he go to Bahrain? Did he go to Iraq? Did he go to Saudi Arabia? Where did we go? But of course, it's all conjecture. We don't know where he went. But it is interesting that twice this week we have had an exchange of aircraft. We had an Emirates Royal Air flying direct from Riyadh to Tel Aviv, and then the reverse the next day, a private plane owned by an Israeli businessman flying from Tel Aviv to Riyadh, allegedly to refuel, but and then fly on to Jordan. But looking at the map, I'm thinking, yeah, sell me another bridge.
Okay, are you going to talk to me about Miss Universe or Kashrut? It's your choice.
I can talk to you about both. Well, let's talk about Kashrut. I know some of the listeners have been wanting to know more about the budget allocation for Kashrut. So the budget has been almost fully approved. There are still some changes to go ahead, but it passed, which is a major test for the coalition, the second and third readings last night. It will be ratified in the Knesset. But the Knesset Committee for Religious Services finished their work on the Kashrut plan. So what it will do is it will take away kind of the monopoly of the chief rabbinate, and what it will allow, and it will also kind of strengthen the status of the chief rabbinate while taking away the monopoly, if that makes sense, is that according to this proposal, a series of private kosher certification agencies will be established, and they will be required to uphold the standards established by the chief rabbinate instead of only the rabbinut itself issuing a kosher certifications. Sure. And it's the plan is to try and increase competition and also to reduce costs for businesses who are looking for their Tudat Ishur for kashrut, for the kosher certificate. So while it will be under the guise or the supervision of the chief rabbinut, it would also allow for, you know, more private entities to be able to issue these certificates.
Fascinating, fascinating stuff. And in the last minute or so, talk to us about the Miss Universe contest to be held in Eilat.
Well, we are very excited because December the 5th sees Miss Universe in Eilat. And while I don't think that the lovely ladies will be brokering world peace from a luxury resort in Eilat. It's wonderful that we are hosting it. It's one of several major international competitions we are hosting, despite Mandla Mandela's pleas for it to be boycotted. We've heard from the incredible Sarah Idan over the last week or so, calling on all the women, including Miss South Africa, to participate, to come and see the situation for themselves. We know Noah Kirel, who is a young Israeli pop singer. She will be performing, and we are really looking forward to showcasing the glory that is Israel on the international stage.
I look forward to that. Rolene Mark, Shabbat Shalom, Toda. Thank you, as always.
Besimcha, Shabbat Shalom, and I'm still laughing at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Well, with good reason.